Finding the Right Password Keeper by Nicole Nugent in the Wall Street Journal. With ransomware attacks on the rise and compromised passwords to blame for some of them, it's a good time to review your personal security practices. It all starts with how you create and store passwords. You may have read a thing or two about password managers. This software can create randomized passwords, then remember them for you, and they can autofill credentials. This column compares the two main types: the free manager built into a web browser or mobile operating system, and third-party apps that work across several platforms. Keep in mind that there is a large variation in usability, security, accessibility among these offerings. Firefox's browser-based Lockwise has a mobile app that works with Android and iOS devices, while Google's Password Manager supports Android mobile apps but not iOS apps. In a move to add an extra bit of protection, 1Password uniquely requires a 64-character secret key, in addition to a master password and multi-factor authentication to authorize new devices or web logins. Here are the pros and cons of each approach. Built-in password manager. Pros. If you use the same browser on all platforms, they can work. If you remain within a specific ecosystem, for example, Google's or Apple's, the built-in manager could meet your needs. If you use Chrome on your computer and phone, your Google-stored passwords will be accessible on any web page, and if you use Android, your mobile apps too. Apple's iCloud keychain works seamlessly within its walled garden and even a bit beyond. There's an iCloud Passwords browser extension for Chrome on Windows machines. However, it doesn't support Android devices. They're easy to use and free, and you don't have to download anything or pay a monthly subscription fee. Cons. You can't easily share passwords with others. Google's password manager doesn't have sharing capabilities, and Apple's iCloud keychain only allows sharing with nearby contacts via AirDrop. Apple's iCloud keychain is tough to leave. If you want to switch to another password manager, Google makes it relatively easy to export password, but Apple doesn't provide a similar export option. On Chrome, access to your device means access to your passwords. Google's password manager can't be locked and doesn't require a unique master password to autofill credentials. To view passwords in plain text, you need to enter your computer password, so make sure the password on your computer or mobile device can't easily be guessed. Apple's iCloud keychain requires authentication before autofilling passwords. Third-party password manager. Pros. They're compatible with many platforms, most third-party applications. The best being Password, Dashlane, and LastPass work with a variety of devices and systems. You can save different kinds of secrets. Many services include secure encrypted notes to protect PINs or other kinds of login info, plus credit cards, addresses, and more. There are more granular security settings. For example, you can tell the application to log you out or clear a clipboard after certain periods. Cons. You have to remember your master password. This long string essentially holds the key to your online kingdom, and secure systems don't offer a way to easily recover this master password if you forget. Dashlane does allow users to set an emergency contact who can help recover your account. Most managers offer two-factor authentication, plus extra verification when you log in from a new device or location. You have to pay for full functionality. Most services, with the exception of the free Bitwarden, require a paid subscription to use the password manager across multiple devices. Password doesn't offer a free tier at all.